We present to you today's words of wisdom in English and French with subtitle in English, Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, and Urdu. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français à bon cœur est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères Montgolfier et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, qui est détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. La France est aussi bien connue en médecine avec entre autres les découvertes de Louis Pasteur sur les vaccins. Dans le monde des arts, c'est Claude Monet qui a révolutionné la peinture avec l'impressionnisme. On ne peut bien sûr pas parler de la France sans mentionner la haute couture, la gastronomie et le savoir-vivre qui font de ce pays une destination touristique romantique. La France est aussi une terre de paysages variés qui s'étendent depuis la côte atlantique jusqu'à la Méditerranée en passant par le Jura et les Alpes dont le plus haut sommet, le Mont Blanc avec ses 4808 mètres, est aussi le toit de l'Europe. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a été invité à se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité.
Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence suivante intitulée « Le mode de vie pur des Esséniens » énoncée par le maître suprême Qinghai à Paris, en France, en décembre 2007.
Just now we were talking about that if they want to do some prophecy, I mean predicting something in the future, or maybe knowing the past to predict the future, they have to do a prolonged fasting for many days. What do? They don't just fast. They just tell people that they're fasting. But in fact, they sit in meditation for a long, uninterrupted time so that they can look back many lifetimes. In the past, and look forward into many lifetimes in the future. Yeah, the event that might happen to certain individuals or countries or communities. So that is a very hard work. Not just sit there, but don't eat, don't drink, don't be disturbed, don't be distracted. Lock yourself in a room, meditate, and something like that. I do not advise you to do it. And of course, they learn the art of healing also because they have animals, ne? For agriculture, or they have pets, for example, they have to cure themselves. So the Esséniens, in a sense, if they stay together with the community, they must know all there is to know, to be independent, to to be less reliant on others, external energy, external people. So they know everything. They have to be the giver also, né? So people around them, if they're sick or something, they probably come to the essence for healing. And they can heal them better, of course. Né? Not just by herbs, but by their purified energies, by their divine contact. Yeah, so they would help people a lot, and the animals and the pets, whoever. So it's not that they specialize in healing or astronomy or stuff like that, but it's just a necessity of the time. Now we come to how they live their life now. They live a very simple and regular life. They rise each day before the sunrise. They study and commune with the forces of nature. And that's what they say, another one, yeah? Communion with the angel, communion with the force of nature, yeah? And we say we communicate with God, with the divine, it's the same stuff, yeah? I don't know why they didn't say communicate with God all this time, just with angels, or with the natural force. They dare not say God, I guess, yes. Because, you know, the human nature, even now, people find it difficult to believe that somebody is in direct communion with God. Find it difficult. They think it's only ancient people can do it. I don't know what's the difference between the ancient people than us. They also have the nose right in the middle, two eyes here and two ears. Maybe one of them have one or two ears, one eye less or something. But most of them look exactly like same like us, no? And they eat mostly the same stuff, yeah? And they do similar thing all the time, yeah? So I don't know what the difference, okay? Even if we say, okay, we're not as high as Jesus or Buddha, fine, but we can be the disciples, right? So the disciples of Jesus and Buddha can communicate with heaven. Like, why cannot us? You see what I mean? Okay, we just say we are the disciples, yeah? The lineage must have been continue all this time, yeah? If they believe Jesus or Buddha come to save the world, then they must have left something for somebody, and it would have been continue all this time, and we could be one of the disciples, yeah? And if the disciples of those times have seen the God, have seen the Buddha's land, and see light, and hear sound, and hear music of the sphere, why not us? I am a very logical person. They bathe in cold water as a ritual, and don in white garments. Oh, cold water, eh? Did you try here? At the temperature below zero? No, they don't bath the whole thing in cold water, of course. What they mean probably is just ablution, yeah? Like, remember, at the time of initiation, I told you to wash yourself in cold water, cool water, eh? Or if you're sleepy, you splash yourself with cold water so you'll be awakened, yeah? And take a little walk to freshen yourself before you sit and meditate in the morning. Yeah? Just a necessary ablution. Oh, please don't listen to this and then go bath yourself in the cold water. I'm not responsible. If you lay down outside there like an ice cube. Ice cube is the least thing we need right now. If you want any ice, there are plenty outside on the street, yeah? You know, they're frosted and ice on the street. There's no need to make yourself into an ice offering, okay? All right. They don a white garments. Why a white garments? Because it's easier to see if it's clean or not. See what I mean? Number one is symbolize the purity, the purification, yeah? The purity of the soul, yeah? Number two, so that everybody knows that he's clean, he's been washed, yeah? Even if he has been handling manure or something in the field, because they do agriculture, see? So after all day they work in the field, maybe they are dirty and smell that with the fertilizer and earth outside and or contact with something that is unclean. So of course, they know all there is to know about hygiene, yeah? About medical and about the effect of everything. Of course, so they clean themselves with cold water to stay awake, yeah? Face and hand, perhaps. Yeah, that's the only place that get dirty, or feet. Yeah, the whole body has been covered by clothes anyway. And cold water is just to wake you up, yeah, to keep you fresh. So, and they don't the white garments just to simplify, you know, just to cover also the dirty clothes that probably they have been working in the field with, change into the nice and clean clothes. Because let's face it, who would like to sit next to a sweaty, stinking guy? I don't know if they have invented a deodorant at that time. So this is just simple hygiene, you know, it's not a ritual or anything. It's just that it's a must in a community where you live with a lot of people and sit together in a room like this to meditate. Yeah, you need to feel and to smell clean for everybody else. After their daily labor in the fields and vineyards, they partook of their meals in silence, preceding and ending them with prayer. Yeah, that's what we should do, what I told you to do all the time, yeah? But you do it or not, I'm not sure. Yeah, I noticed some people, they have no communion with the divine, a communion immediately with the food. So I have to cheat them gently. Hey, give thanks to God first, huh? Actually, when I thank everybody, yeah? I thank not only God, the Most High, but I thank all the angels, all the agricultural God, the rain God, the sun God, and the plants God, and all the humans God, you know, the angels that cultivate the field, that give you this beautiful food. Heaven and human as well. So I thank them all, yeah? Okay, they proceed, and, you know, before they eat, they pray, you see? Thank God and all that, and pray and bless the food, and after they eat, they also thank God, yeah? Okay, that's good. That's the way you should do it. Remember, okay, huh? Even if I don't say it, they say it here, you know it. Listen to them. It's a good one. So, in their profound respect for all living things, they never touch flesh, food. They don't eat meat. See that? I hope all the Easterners in this lifetime also read this and don't eat meat. Nor did they drink fermented liquid. I mean, no alcohol. See that? Their evenings were devoted to study and communion with the heavenly forces. Again, no God, just heavenly forces. I don't think they dare to write it even, or tell everybody else what they're doing. Nowadays we're more free, huh? We can make use of our religious freedom, belief freedom. We are not a religion anyway, yeah? We are just communicating with God, that's it. Or Buddha, or heavenly force. Oh, yeah? Divine. So, evening was the beginning of their day, believe it or not. Yeah, it's not the time that they work in the field, that is they call their day. It's the evening and the night, that is the beginning of their day. But see, they also meditate in the night. You see that? Here is the proof. Evening was the beginning of their day and their Sabbath, or holy day, began on Friday evening. Ah, of course, no? Weekend, no? We are free, we gather together and meditate. They do the same. The first day of their week, that is supposed to be their first day of the week, Friday. And evening supposed to be the beginning of their day. See? Everything important, they know. Evening, begin to meditate all night, yeah? And Friday is beginning of their week. It doesn't mean a weekday, it's just Friday until Sunday, that is their week. It is their most important days of the week, so they call that the week. That's the only important week, yeah? Because they begin to meditate then, from Friday to Sunday. They don't work then. Mm. Wow, see, we discover a lot of things that the Essence is doing, which is exactly like what we're doing. These days, yeah, in the week, from Friday on, this day was given to study, yeah? Discussion and entertaining of visitors and the playing of certain musical instruments, relics of which have been discovered. Yeah, of course, weekend, huh? They celebrate, huh? Sometimes they make performance, yeah? And they receive people, you know, weekend, yeah? Sometimes people come to visit our center and we discuss with them the nature of meditation, yeah? Telling them about their religious doctrine that they believe in, but no experience from it, just the advertisement of the apple. So we give them also the apple if they want. See what I mean? Yeah. So that is exactly like what we're doing. People have even discovered the instrument that the asana use during their Sabbath day, yeah, during the weekend. That's what they say in here, okay? Their way of life enable them to live to advanced age of 120 years or more, more than that even. And they were said to have marvelous strength and endurance. In all their activities, they expressed creative love. Wow! Let's hope that we live until 120 and more. Oh, their life is different. You see, in the old time, they're less stressed, yeah? No traffic jam to rush, huh? You're not going anywhere. You can, but it's not like this. And then you don't have television too much, you know, not even SMTV to watch. Huh? Supreme Master Television also wasn't there, so they have a lot of time, see? And they don't go out work this community, yeah? Mostly they live together in the communities. Probably this renunciate, monkhood place. And the other disciples also scattered everywhere, no? It's not possible that all of them can be able to come and stay with this asanas community, yeah? These are probably reserved for those who have time, yeah? Who have means, yeah? And you have no ties with family, you know, or relatives, something like that. Or has no business, or no more ambition, yeah? Just want to die, yeah? Go there, waiting to die. But then they don't die. They live until 120. Yeah? The less you worry about survival, the more you survive, no? 120? Oh, of course, huh? Such a clean life they live. Yeah? And they have all the knowledge of herbal medicine, I mean vitamins and the essential supplements of the body, and then they meditate so much, and they eat from their own produce, you know, which is clean and pure and organic, yeah? And they have the blessing power in the food when they're planting, and they bless the food when they're eating, and after eating they even bless the food. How would they not live long? They don't have a hectic life, see? They just take it easy like that. They plant their food and they watch them grow. What a pleasure, yeah? It's nice to have agriculture as a profession. In fact, the research, I told you that one of the most happiest marriage, one of the top five happy marriage is farmers. I mean, they work together with the labor of their hands, yeah? With the sweat of their brows, and they grow things together, watch them grow together, and eat them together, you know. How can they not be happy? Eh? Yeah. In the psychological sense, people say that when two people worrying about the same things, they love each other. When two people want the same thing, they hate each other. Because each one expects the other to provide. But when they both worry about the same thing, that means they put all their collaboration and strength and spirit and heart together to solve the problem. So, of course they're happy together, no? So the farmers, they have to worry about the same thing all the time, eh? Both of them have to buy, check out what the seed is good for the next season and make sure that water is enough and enough sun, yeah? And enough work on the field, take out the weeds and all that, for example, they worry the same thing every day. Because their produce is their lives, together, yeah? It's not the his or her, it's ours. See what I mean? Our field, our crop, yeah? Our success, yeah. So, of course, psychologically speaking, logically speaking, they must be happy, no? Yes?
Yes!
They sent out healers and teachers from the brotherhoods, amongst whom were Elijah, John the Baptist, John the Beloved, and the great Asana Master. Who? Jesus Christ, superstar. Membership in the brotherhood was attainable only after probationary period of a year and 3 years of initiatory work, 4 years together for apprenticeship, to be the member. Probably just in that community, yeah, to be a monk, perhaps, yeah, to be a renunciate. yeah, to live in the community. But if a normal disciple, probably it takes just a year of vegetarian and all that. And nowadays, because of the time and the people consciousness, so I reduce it into 2 months already. From 12 months become 2 months. My God. And still somebody has to copy all the lecture and give it to him for free. For somebody who can't even bother to do it.
Yes.
No need to spoil people rotten like that. Nah? They become dependent on you. And dependency is never good for anybody. Sometimes one person cannot do everything, then it's okay. But if whatever you can do, you do it yourself. It's the best. Yes. Don't make a habit into relying on anybody else. It's very bad for you. But you don't use up enough your intelligence. And then it will be rotten also. And you give all the power to the person who do it for you, because he know better and better all the time. And you know less and less all the time. And the more they know, the more they're better than you. The less you know, the more you are dependent. See what I mean?
Yes.
No good? Oh my God, it's not just that. Not just 1 year probation and 3 years of internship, but followed by 7 more years before being admitted to the full inner teaching. Wow, what a good idea. No, actually, because these SNS communities were known for their lawyer adherence. There's no known case of
expulsion.
Yeah, no known case in this community at all. No wonder. I'm surprised that they even have members at all. How many years? That 11 years before they were admitted to inner teaching. That means the initiation. Probably when they came, first came, they probably just teach them like healing, you know, herbal knowledge or plow the field, yeah, for the older monk, yeah. Just go out and plant vegetable. Yeah, do the labor work.
Merci beaucoup pour votre merveilleuse compagnie aujourd'hui dans Paroles de Sagesse.
Rendez-vous demain pour la seconde partie du mode de vie pur des Esséniens.
Tout de suite, encore plus de programmes positifs sur Supreme Master Television. Que chacun de vos jours reçoive la grâce des bénédictions célestes.
We thank you for your wonderful company on today's Words of Wisdom.
Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of The Essen Pure Way of Life. Join us next for more positive programming on Supreme Master Television. May Heaven's blessing grace your life each and every day.